Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want you just to stay away. I'm out there outside ready to buzz. It looks like you might be one of us.
The Schmick.
Entertainment Schmick.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Jen Myers is still out. If you guys haven't heard, Jen was in a bike accident. She's doing fine, but it wasn't great. Had her jaw wired shut. She's taken a couple weeks to recover. And in the meantime, Julie Tristan in, and she is your guest host on the Schmick.
Schmick is brought to you by Club Fitness. Well, we talked about this earlier a little bit already. Wilford Brimley passed away on Saturday. He was 85 years old. His agent said he'd been in the hospital with various issues for a while now. Brimley was a rancher, a rodeo rider, a blacksmith. He was also a bodyguard for the eccentric millionaire Howard Hughes.
Really?
Yeah, is that interesting?
Wow, I didn't know that.
He's kind of the real deal over here. Brimley was in the 60s. He started working as an extra on TV westerns like Gunsmoke and Bonanza, then went on to a pretty legendary career with memorable parts in classic movies like Cocoon, The Firm, Absence of Malice, The Natural,
yeah.
The 1982 remake of The Thing, The China Syndrome. I don't remember that one.
Oh, that's the one about the possibility of a nuclear meltdown.
Oh. Yeah.
Jane Fonda, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Michael Douglas. That was on, I think, Channel 9 showed that like maybe a month or so ago. My wife watched that. My wife and I watched that, and it's like, wow, I had never seen that movie before.
How's that Cocoon sequel?
Oh, not good, right? Oh, yeah.
Cocoon 2. Oh,
anybody?
That's right.
The Return?
Yeah.
Nothing? With my boy Dennehy? Okay.
I can't remember that one.
Okay. I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Yeah. He became so well known for that, thanks to a series of commercials he did for Liberty Medical. He also did commercials for Quaker Oats. Wilford is survived by his second wife, Beverly, and three sons.
Good run, Wilford Brimley.
Yes.
I liked him. I liked him, too.
Those are my words.
That is off. Good job.
Hey, man, what are you going to say? Wilford Brimley passed away. What are you going to say? I liked him. Thank you very much.
We love you.
Great mustache.
Sean Penn. True. Oh, sorry. Did you have something, Lance?
No, I just said great mustache. True.
Let's move on to Sean Penn because he married his girlfriend, Layla George, last week. At least we think he did. A close friend announced it on Instagram on Friday, but then the post was removed. So, Sean Penn turned 60 this month. Layla is 28.
And Layla is Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter.
Yes!
And Vincent D'Onofrio and Sean Penn, pretty much the same age.
Yes.
But it's crazy. She dropped D'Onofrio. That's her middle name. And her mom, too, you would know. She's like, you would recognize her. She's in a
Greta Sacchi?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She's in a whole bunch of stuff and looks quite a bit like her. Crazy.
Wow.
And Sean Penn's daughter is a year older than his now wife.
His daughter with Robin Wright. Dylan, I believe.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, I wish them the best. But how crazy. It's Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter. It's crazy.
I know. What can you imagine? Like Christmases together or whatever? Just like.
Everybody's
hey.
Doing improv. You're right. Like, all right, we get it. And you're all after.
Ryan Reynolds launched the Group Effort Initiative, a self-financed diversity and inclusion program that aims to give people of color a chance to work and learn on the actors' productions.
Now, making a movie, that, well, it's a group effort, but for entirely too long, that group has systemically excluded Black, Indigenous, people of color, and a whole host of other marginalized communities. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to be starting a movie this fall, and I'm committing to bringing between 10 and 20 trainees from the BIPOC community and any and all other marginalized communities of all ages. Anyway, these new recruits, they're going to be paid and housed and traveled out of my salary, and they're going to spend their days on set learning from professionals, getting real life experience that they can then parlay into another job and then hopefully a career in the film industry.
That's pretty cool.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and he, if you remember, they came out a while ago and apologized because he and Blake Lively were married at a plantation.
Oh, that's right.
So they're like, oh, we're going to do, you know, we're idiots. And there was something else they did that they apologized for. And so he's like, you know, we're going to make a difference. And this is him doing that, doing what he said he was going to do, which is great.
Nice job. I was like, wait, what is his character?
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Nice job, Deadpool. Oh, and then this last story, Jessica Biel's baby boy story has been verified. 3 weeks ago, Jessica Biel secretly delivered a baby boy. She and Justin Timberlake also have a five-year-old son named Silas.
Wow.
Silas? Silas?
Silas. Silas. S-I-L-A-S.
One of Biel calls him Silas. Timberlake calls him Silas.
Thank
it's
you.
Confusing. The
Thank
point
you.
Is, he's a big brother, whatever his name is. That's crazy. She was secretly pregnant. Yeah. Had a secret baby. Unbelievable. Well, I'm happy for all of them. Silas, Silas, Jessica, and Justin. Thank you, Julie.
You're welcome.
Here's Lance. We'll have another Schmig at 8:40. Some other cool things going on. And right now, Lance Hildebrand looking at your roads again.
Yeah, we got...
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Julie Tristan filling in on the Schmig for Jen Myers.
Club Fitness has reopened. Join today in the gym for free enrollment. Okay, let's get up to speed on this whole Ellen thing. It all started when sources at her show were saying that she was mean in real life. Then BuzzFeed talked to several former Ellen employees who said executive producers engaged in rampant sexual misconduct and harassment. Ellen did, she issued an apology saying that she had no idea this was going on and she's going to do better. Hasn't really said like what the changes will be just yet. What?
Oh, I was waving to Tom Ackerman.
Pay attention to my story.
I am paying attention, but Tom Ackerman, with all the optimism in the world, walks by the window and with smiles and waves, I'm going to wave at him.
And you know, baseball is going to be okay.
Yeah, right, because exactly. Ackerman says so.
Exactly.
Tom Ackerman, kind of the anti-Ellen, right?
He really
makes everybody happy, mm-hmm. Treats everybody with kindness.
He's the nicest.
Yeah. Wait, that's it on the Ellen front?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Ellen, so she wrote this apology, but then Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond tweeted a link to her apology and said, quote, sorry, but it comes from the top. No more than one person who was treated horribly by her. Common knowledge. And then Leah Thompson from Back to the Future said, true story. It is.
Yeah, which I mean, that's too. Yeah, yeah. But aren't you kind of surprised it's not more? So the two of them have gotten on board, and those are both, you know, pretty big names that people know, but like everybody knows Ellen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that means it's not true. It's just interesting to me to see who does make comments and who doesn't. Also, Leah Thompson would hate that you were like Leah Thompson from Back to the Future.
Exactly. Well, too bad. That's what I said.
Wow.
New...
What about Caroline in the City?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's right.
New comedy albums from late comic legend Joan Rivers will be released next year and feature previously unreleased material. Comedy Dynamics announced on Friday it had bought hundreds of hours of content from the Joan Rivers estate, plans to release a box set and digital albums.
Oh, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the Joan Rivers documentary, by the way, it is fantastic.
Is it on Netflix or something?
I want to say Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know for sure, but it shouldn't be too hard to find. And it, I mean, she is something else. It was really, really well done.
I loved her. She was great. Melissa Rivers said, while hundreds of hours of my mother on tape sounds great to her fans, to my therapist, it sounds like another beach house.
Ayo!
Uh,
Melissa.
Oh, okay, let's see. Oh, Bree and Nikki Bella, they had their babies this weekend, less than 24 hours apart.
That's crazy.
And finally, the Go-Go's. They've shared a new song called Club Zero.
They wanted to recapture their 80s sound by going to a studio built in the 1920s. That sounded terrible.
You didn't like that?
No, I liked the song, but the audio, where did we get that audio?
It's the audio they sent us.
Come on, Go-Go's, can you send us something?
Hey, right.
Hey, man, it's the return of the ka-single. Come on now.
Right.
Our cassette player's not that great.
Kevin was spinning it in the corner.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Schmig.
Thank you, Julie. If you missed any Schmig, you can always check it out on the podcast, Y98.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Just look for the Wake Up with Jen and Tim right now. Lance Hildebrand with a look at your...
Y98, it is the Wake Up. It's time now for celebrity birthdays. A lot of famous people born today, August 3rd. Let's start off with the new quarterback with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How old is former Patriots quarterback Tom Brady?
19!
Nice audio there.
42?
38.
Could he be 43?
He is 43.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man. All that not wearing sunscreen. Tom Brady, if you don't know, says he doesn't need to wear sunscreen because he drinks a lot of water.
Okay.
Not how things work, but nobody is stopping him.
Better wear it down in Tampa, I would think, but that's a whole different...
You know. Yeah, that's true. Get away with that in Boston, pal.
But. Right. She is known for her role as Kate on Lost. She was Tariel in The Hobbit, and of course, she was the Wasp in the Ant-Man movies. How old is Evangeline Lilly?
Look at me, I'm the Wasp. As a mom, for your son to be pretending to be you is really cool, but then as a woman, to see a little boy pretending to be a female superhero meant the world to me.
She also got in trouble with some of her coronavirus comments.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She is 42?
I was thinking 45.
That's tough. 44.
41.
Okay.
Tim was close.
This guy is the dad to two famous actors, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez. He's known for his roles in Apocalypse Now and, of course, The West Wing. How old is Martin Sheen?
Now, I love my family, and I've read my Bible from cover to cover, so I want you to tell me, from what part of Holy Scripture do you suppose the Lambs of God drew their divine inspiration when they sent my 12-year-old granddaughter a Raggedy Ann doll with a knife stuck through its throat?
What was that from?
That's from The West Wing.
Wow.
I was going to guess 42 for everybody today, but I don't think that'll work for Martin Sheen.
It's tough.
76?
71.
77.
He's 80.
Wow.
All right, and this person, when she's not cooking with Snoop Dogg.
Sorry, the first time Martin Sheen entered my consciousness was as a kid watching the movie Goonies, when Mouth, played by Corey Feldman, picks up what's Kennedy on? What piece of money?
Kennedy's on a 50 cent piece.
Half dollar.
Yeah.
And he goes, I got this one with Martin Sheen on it. And he goes, that's Kennedy, you idiot.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I was like, who's Martin Sheen? And that's how I knew.
And Martin Sheen played John F. Kennedy in the Kennedy miniseries. In the early 80s, yeah.
Wow. Love it. All comes together.
All right. When she's not cooking with Snoop Dogg or going to prison.
She's got her
other stuff. How old is Martha Stewart?
These are good. These big leaves are beautiful for lining the pot because you always want to have a cabbage leaf between the rolled cabbage and the pot itself.
Yeah, you do.
She's funny, man. She does those Comedy Central roasts, and she's so funny.
No, it's a hard one.
74?
I'll do 79.
79's correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice, Julie.
Nice. All right, let's look at your musical birthdays today. How old is the lead singer of Metallica, James Hetfield?
They were young when they started, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
58.
55.
I am going to say 59.
57.
All right. Well, I never land.
Gosh, you know, this next one, I don't want to say formally, but I think, unfortunately, it is formally of Salt and Peppa. How old is Spinderella?
How you do the voodoo that you do so well? It's a spell. Hell, make me wanna shoot, 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 shoot,
shoot. Spinderella, my favorite DJ name of all time.
By the way. Oh yeah.
No,
it is pretty good.
She was unceremoniously kicked out of Salt and Pepper. Recent, not back in the day. Like in the last
couple months,
5 years. Yeah. Since I've been on the show, because I remember talking about it. So like less than 3 years. What a bummer for old Spinderella. Spinderella. 53.
55.
51.
49.
Wow. Huh. Boy, she was real young.
And finally, how old is the great, great, great Anthony Benedetto? Tony Bennett!
I left my heart San Francisco.
Some good music right there.
I mean, Spinderella is the best DJ name there is. Tony Bennett, oh my God.
By the way, there has been some talk amongst number three and I of possibly driving to Thackerville, Oklahoma to see Tony Bennett September 19th.
Really?
Nice.
Maybe. I have this thing called, how many more chances will you have?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, when you find out his age, you may want to take that drive.
I'm going to say 90.
87.
95.
94.
Wow! Nice.
So yeah.
And he's performing in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'm looking at his tour dates right now. He has 2, 4, 6, 7 dates scheduled. And the closest he gets here, the next one on his itinerary is San Francisco mid-month, about 2 weeks from now.
He's trying to get his heart is what he's doing.
The closest he's going to be is either Windsor, Ontario, which is right across the border from Detroit, September 3rd, and then September 18th in Thackerville, Oklahoma.
I don't know if these things are happening. Tony Bennett is 94. He should not leave his home.
Right.
At all. For sure.
He's 94.
And that Canada date, they're not letting the Blue Jays play there, but Tony Bennett can play there?
I guess he can.
What I'm trying to say is...
What do you really
feel? Be safe, Tony!
Yeah, Tony, you're making me nervous. All right. Lance, how are the roads?
We got a new crash in Festus, Highway 61 at American Legion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.